World Service.
And this is where we start a new day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Wednesday, the 11th of December. And it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, Charlotta Hadra-Jorginska. Ben Rich will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. And then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, Farming Today will be asking how changing global events will affect the UK's food producers. That's at 6:15. But first, let's take a look ahead to next week.
On BBC Radio 4.
Henneke, you've been 11 years old since 1976.
Bill Bailey is Guy Starling.
I know.
So you should be nearly over 50 by now.
But I'm not.
And his imaginary childhood friend who refuses to grow up is Henneke.
Who are you talking to?
When? Just now?
He was talking to me.
No one?
Henneke.
Still doing that then, are you?
Yes.
The new series of Henneke on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Are you still struggling with the voices? You know, you can get help.
I don't need help.
I'll help.
Starts next Monday at 2:15.
And now, here's Ben.
Alan, thank you very much. Good morning. It is time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Wednesday, the 11th of December, 2024. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Scotland, 1,039. Expected Northern England, 1,036 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Variable 2 to 4. Drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at zero. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, north or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Cromarty, 4th, variable mainly southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, northeast backing northwest later, 2 to 4. Drizzle later, fog patches later in Dogger. Good, occasionally moderate or poor later, occasionally very poor later in Dogger. Fisher, north or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Drizzle and fog patches later, good, occasionally poor or very poor later. German Bight, north or northwest, 3 to 5. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, easterly or northeasterly becoming variable later 2 to 4, fair, good. Northwest Rockall, southwesterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Southeast Rockall, Malin, variable becoming southerly later 2 to 4, fair, good. Hebrides, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Bailey, south or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, mainly good. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, mainly easterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in far west, becoming southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations 40400. Tyree Automatic, calm, 22 miles, 1,037, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 1, 32 miles, 1,036, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 4, slight drizzle and rain, 700 metres, 1,032, falling slowly. Lucas, west 2, 12 miles, 1,037, falling more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north 3, 1,034, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 5, 5 miles, 1,030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1,029. Jersey, east-northeast 4, mist 5 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 1,029. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 4, 13 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Valentia, east 2, 19 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 16 miles, 1,036, falling more slowly. Malinhead, south 2, 27 miles, 1,037, falling more slowly. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 11th of December. The general situation: high pressure will continue to lie over the north of the United Kingdom through the period, bringing settled conditions to many areas. However, eastern coastlines and the far north may see some drizzle at times, while strong winds and showers will affect some southern coastlines until early Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in south, occasional drizzle near Orkney, good, occasionally moderate near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable, mainly west, 2 to 4, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northeast, becoming variable, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers at first in south, then occasional drizzle later in north, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Salcy Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, mainly good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east becoming variable at times 2 to 4, fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast, veering east or southeast later, 2 to 4, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in northwest, mainly fair, good. And the Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, rain or drizzle becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, until later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Ben. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 11th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The government plans to build four new jails in the next 7 years to try to ease prison overcrowding in England and Wales. MPs are warning that female patients are being left in unnecessary pain because of what they're calling medical misogyny. In business, figures suggest the annual cost of renting a newly let UK home has jumped in recent years. And in sport, Liverpool have made it 6 wins out of 6 in the Champions League. The government says it'll create 14,000 more prison places in England and Wales by 2031 as part of a 10-year strategy to deal with overcrowding. Over 6,000 spaces will be created at four new jails. More than £2 billion will be spent on them in the next 2 years. But the Justice Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, acknowledged that prisons could still run out of space and said building alone wouldn't solve the problem. A former chief inspector of prisons, Nick Hardwick, believes the criminal justice system can't rely solely on locking people up.
They're going to run out of space again by 2027. They've got to do something to solve that. But the reason we're spending all of that money is because we're sending people to prison for a bit longer. Will it work? Well, if they can get it built, it will enable us to do that. Will that reduce crime? Will that act as a deterrent? I don't think so.
Syrian rebel forces say they've taken complete control of Deir ez-Zor, the biggest city in eastern Syria. A senior commander of the main Islamist militant group that toppled the Assad regime said his fighters had liberated both the city and its military airport. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitoring group, said that Kurdish forces previously controlling the city had withdrawn to other areas. There's a warning that women are being left in unnecessary pain and with gynecological conditions undiagnosed because of what's been called medical misogyny. MPs on the Commons Women's and Equalities Committee said patients with conditions such as endometriosis were having problems dismissed. Labour's Sarah Owen, who chairs the committee, thinks an urgent training programme is needed.
We know that 1 in 3 women have very heavy menstrual bleeding. We know that 1 in 10 women experience adenomyosis or endometriosis if they ever get diagnosed. And ultimately, we want to see those diagnosis times come down. We've recommended in the report from 8 to 2 years. And we need to ensure that all of our medical professionals are fully trained.
The Department of Health said it would overhaul women's healthcare to ensure it wasn't neglected. Trade unions have strongly criticised a recommendation that the pay of many public sector workers should rise by 2.8%